This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dozens of victims from last week's massive wildfire just northwest of Denver are struggling to cope with the loss of everything they own. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Nothing can be harder, losing everything you have, not just a house, but a home. And what comes next for you, for your family. There's a lot of soul searching and decisions you'll be making along the way.
The fire destroyed about 1,000 homes and damaged hundreds more. At this time, two people are still missing. An investigation is ongoing into what started the fire. Severe weather ravaged parts of the South overnight. High wind damaged some homes, blew down trees, and knocked out power. The storms followed a system on New Year's Day that brought a tornado and serious flooding to Kentucky. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At least 2,000 flights have been canceled and delayed over the New Year's weekend because of winter storms in the Midwest and a reduction of workforce caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Many of the cancellations began on Christmas Eve. Southwest Airlines, Delta Airlines, JetBlue Airways, American Air, and United are all among the country's largest. Each had more than 100 flights canceled. Southwest had more than 950 flight delays, the most of any airline. A large fire caused significant damage to buildings in South Africa's Parliament complex in Cape Town. A 51-year-old man had been taken into custody for questioning in connection with the fire, which destroyed the chamber of the National Assembly. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa visited the scene of the fire. He said it was devastating news just after the death of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Another controversial Republican congressman has been pulled off social media.
The personal Twitter account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia has been suspended by Twitter, the social media company claiming that she posted false information about the COVID-19 pandemic. Spokesperson saying, "We permanently suspended Greene for repeated violations of our COVID-19 misinformation policy." Representative Greene responding on conservative social media platform Getter, saying she tweeted statistics from the vaccine adverse event reporting system that got her suspended. Her Twitter account in the House of Representatives is still active. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
New laws are on the books.
From marijuana to minimum wage, states across the country rang in the new year with new laws that went into effect. The nation's capital joining 15 states where recreational marijuana is now legal, New York becoming the second largest state after California where it's legal to light up. And while the federal minimum wage has stayed stuck at $7.25 an hour since 2009, 29 states upped their minimum wage, with most topping $10 an hour. And in Illinois, Haley Martinez inspired a new law that will allow kids under 16 to run a lemonade stand without a permit, after hers was shut down by the health department. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, and I think we're on to something here. That really, what it's all come down to is the war on truth. Regardless, I mean, whether you look at the medical profession, you look at what's happening in education, our border, all our institutions, our political institutions, it's a war on truth. And dare I say, even amongst the churches across the country here in the United States of America. And no one knows better than that than our next guest, Phil Hotzenpeller, the president and founder of American Faith and the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Hey, Phil, Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
To you too, Bill. I'm doing great. Excited about the new year, what God's going to provide, and what challenges we're going to get to encounter in His power. How about that one?
Hey, I'm with you on this. I am excited. My prayer this year is that this would be our best year ever, and I believe that it will be, because at the top of all this is that we will finally realize the truth as much as possible. I believe that that is being revealed to us, and that people are, more and more, coming alongside and just saying, heck with these political parties, heck with these things that we've been traditionally doing, because that's not working. I mean, look what's going on, whether we're talking about COVID or anything else, our educational system. I mean, it's an absolute mess, Phil, and we have been buying into the lie, and enough is enough.
It really is. There's a scripture that says the wicked you will have with you always. And I believe that kind of grabs the heartbeat and the frustration of the righteous, that, wow, one day is too long to endure evil. God, why are there so many days? And yet, when we kind of take a step back, we can see sometimes God's perspective in this life. It may be in eternity that we fully understand it, but we understand that God is working something out that's beyond our understanding. Yes. And I think that what I see happening is this frustration with the scientific community that has endorsed, a lot of this bad science, this control, with the politicians that have endorsed this same thing. And and the frustration goes, wait, we can't put our trust in them. We thought we could.
Right.
And the superstars are gone. I mean, what happened to Hollywood? They disappeared. If you're something, think about it. That whole glamour and glitz scene is so yesterday, nobody even cares anymore. The ratings on members of Congress couldn't be lower. And you start going through this. I'm going to say the same thing, too. How about celebrity preachers? About time that got hit. Right? Let's get back to the book. Let's get back to truth. Let's get back to what works and not what's culturally relevant, trying to be cool, hip, and in the middle of the scene.
Well, and like you said, this has all been conditioned. I mean, we were just talking earlier, Phil, before you came on with Dr. James Thorpe out of Florida, OBGYN. This guy has an incredible amount of courage because, you know, doctors who are not following the party line are getting canceled. And what's being threatened are, you know, and he said not only doctors but nurses, anybody in the medical field. If you don't follow the party line, you're out. And it's not that you're just out. You are ruined. You have no way of making a living. I mean, they're going to do everything they can to crush you. And, like, a big surprise here. I mean, they've been doing this with scientists for a long time that didn't want to go along with climate change, right? They've been invalidated and canceled. You know, tenures have been set by the wayside. So no big surprise, but it is really on steroids. And here's this OBGYN, and he's, you know, he admitted, he says, look, we were told last year that there is an OBGYN gag order. You can't talk about the numbers of deaths and injuries to pregnant women and babies because of the OBGYN gag order. They don't want to hear about it.
Well, I mean, think about how ridiculous this sounds. I mean, it doesn't even sound like it's possible that we're having this discussion about people who have sworn an oath to protect and save lives.
Right.
And yet we are having this discussion.
Right.
And it's like a, you know, it's like a bad sci-fi movie out of the 70s. Remember how bad those were?
Right.
They just like, I mean, they did kind of alarm you, but the quality was so bad. The acting was so bad. And that's how I feel. We didn't even have a good actor in Fauci. He's a bad actor in a B-rated sci-fi movie. And somehow it works. And it's not until the last, you know, scene or two of the movie that finally the bad guy gets it and truth prevails. And that's what I feel like I'm living through. I'm living through a bad 1970s movie.
Sadly, but and meanwhile, we have people passing, Phil. People are dying. We're holding on and to these things that are not serving the people. I mean, doctors are not allowed to administer, even as Dr. Thorpe and other doctors that I've been speaking with recently, they have been hampered in prescribing therapeutics that will help people and keep them out of the hospital. And the success rate, I mean, you know, Clay Clark, who you know very, very well, talked about several doctors who have been treating, you know, thousands of patients with no deaths. I mean, this is incredible. These are patients with COVID. And what it's all coming down to, as people are realizing, is that this is something we're going to live with, just like with the flu. And we just need to be smart about it. And we need to deal with real numbers. But unfortunately, we're going to have to get through the psychological impact that all these lies have had and all this fear-mongering, what it's done to our common sense.
Well, and you're exactly right. What's really happened, too, is we have been conditioned in a good way that herd immunity works. That, you know, sooner or later, our bodies will naturally pick up an immunity. And that's our hope. That's our future. And now we've robbed people of optimism, and we've created this dependency and sadness in society where people don't have hope anymore. You take away hope, and you don't have a society. You don't have people.
Right.
And when you see people that are so controlled, I was walking outside in front of our church, which also happens to rent space to the post office. I didn't have a mask on. I don't need a mask on. There is no mandate outside. And a woman just shook her head at me in shame, like I don't have a mask on. And I'm sitting there going, this is really interesting. It didn't bother me that, you know, like, oh, I feel like shame. What bothered me was that she was so caught up in this fear and cultural behavioral science that she couldn't even understand what was happening.
Yeah.
And people can't live this way long term.
Right.
Because, you know, one of two things is going to happen. We're either going to fall into that movie, The Hunger Games. I mean, seriously.
You're right.
Prophetic. When I watched that movie, I said, this is prophetic. Or we're going to have a second American Revolution. But there's not much in between. I mean, and that revolution would include a revival of God. I mean,
right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because, well,
you don't have much in between right now.
No, you're exactly right. And sadly, that woman that you encountered there, I mean, that is the same woman that's on the airplane slapping the guy for not wearing a mask.
Exactly.
And now she's dealing with the FBI. So, I mean, like you said, there are just we're living in the extremes of it all right now, which is, you know, it's deleterious to us on so many levels, you know, psychologically, mentally. And here it is, you know, God's creation is running amok, and all because we decided that we didn't want to follow him anymore. He told us this was going to happen. Right, exactly. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Phil Hodgson-Piller. Stay with us right here. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Never have, never will. My God is still the same. We did it.
You know, Phil Hotzenpiller was just speaking about hope. And, I mean, here we have come out of a season where we're reminded of the hope that we have. I mean, Phil, if God wasn't all in for his creation, he wouldn't have sent a son. And even in the midst of all this chaos and craziness that's going on, even when we read in the Old Testament how evil things got with his own chosen people, you always heard, you know, God, you got this sense from his prophets that were reminding us that God was doing everything he could to unleash final judgment. But he's a just God, and judgment was going to come if, you know, people did not change their evil ways. You know, and here we are right now in the midst of all this, and God is still saying, look it, I am the one that you can hope in. It just as this song says, and I love the lyric, that our God is still the same. When did he change? When will he ever change? He isn't. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the same God is watching over us right now in the midst of all this great. And it's not just, I know sometimes we get so America-centric that we don't realize that what's happening here in America, there is all kinds of insanity happening around the world, whether it's, you know, China with the harvesting of organs, of Muslims, of what's happening with the Taliban. I mean, you know, throughout the world, I mean, it's devastating what is going on right now outside of America itself. But, you know, I think Dinesh D'Souza posed the question, you know, what if America didn't exist? And there are, you know, forces, China, Russia, Iran, would love to see the day when America does not exist so they could have their way with the world and with their own people.
Well, let me spin this. It's the question has been asked forever, really, and I use that only to illustrate a point. It's for a long time we've asked the question, where is American biblical prophecy? Mm-hmm. And if you're an honest Bible student, you have to say you don't find them there. I mean, mm-hmm. There's one illusion in Ezekiel 38:13. Mm-hmm. But what if there is no America? And, you know, on this subject of hope, you know, as we were talking, I just kind of started going through the book of Hebrews, how many times the word hope is used. Listen to this one, Hebrews 6:19. Hope we have as an anchor of the soul, okay? But bringing about better hope, chapter 7:19. Blessed be the God and of our Father unto a lively hope. Corrie Ten Boom said the ones that survived the concentration camp were the ones that had hope. Once they gave up hope, they died.
Mm-hmm.
So hope is so critical. And guess what Jesus is called? Our blessed hope.
Mm-hmm.
So when Satan, who's engineered all of this, takes hope out of society, you take away the future. What future is if there's no hope? We hope our kids are going to have a better life than that. We hope our kids are going to be healthy. We hope our kids are going to find a good spouse to marry. But you take away hope. Even the hope on, just think about that hope on marriage. Now, we don't even know what people are marrying anymore. What am I marrying? Who knows, right? Is this a transgender person from childhood that I'm now marrying, but I don't know, and it's not been revealed to me? Hope is being destroyed before our very eyes. This is the message the church has to bring back to society. Hope.
Right. And all anchored in the truth, Phil, going back to what we started this this discussion about, is that without the truth, then, you know, it all just kind of unfolds on itself, doesn't it? It just collapses.
Well, yeah. I mean, foundationally to everything is truth. And I think if you're taking the next building block, the next one's courage.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of courage comes hope. And you've got those three things that are so critical for our future, without which we can't function. We do not function, you know. What kept Washington going in bitter cold and when he was definitely, fighting a superior force? It was hope, the hope of an America where freedom could prevail.
And where does faith come in, Phil?
Well, faith is a gift of God. You know, faith has to be objective. It cannot be subjective. People say, I just have faith everything's going to work out. Well, that's subjective faith. And I always ask people when they say that, I say, have you ever been wrong? And they say, yeah. I said, I don't want that hope. I don't want that faith.
Mm-hmm.
What I want is the faith in an objective faith in the God who reveals truth, who becomes foundational for every dimension of our life. And it is can be passed on from generation to generation. It's not a truth that operates in one part of society. It is the truth, the living God. And that is the difference between what people call truth, what people call inspiration, what people call hope. You know, people say, well, they were inspired. Well, technically, that Greek word means God infused or God breathed.
Exactly.
And so you don't have inspiration apart from God.
And I'm so glad that you put it this way, because this is what God does. God is true to his promises. This is why we can have faith in him. Faith is those things that we have not seen, but yet will be realized, right? I mean, that's the other part of it. It has to be realized. If it's not, then it's not faith. And then you're exactly right. It becomes subjective. It's not objective faith any longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is a really important piece. I think that America could turn around if the churches that are the life-giving churches, okay, and that includes some that have gone woke. If the life-giving churches would just start talking about the Bible again and stop trying to solve everybody's problems. Right? It's almost like we're prolonging adolescence for Christians.
Good point.
So now I've got the 35-year-old that doesn't want a job. He wants to live in the basement and play video games. Well, that's what's happening on the spiritual realm. Mm-hmm. We've prolonged adolescence. We don't have maturity. And, the book of Hebrews addresses this. By this time, you ought to be teachers, but you have need of someone to teach you again the elementary principles of the Word of God, and you've come to desire milk and not meat. That is the condition of the church in America. It is their bottle babies who, as soon as the bottle's out, they're crying and they're whining for more, and yet they're bloated with stuff that doesn't sustain.
Well, Ecclesiastes is clear, Phil, that there's times and seasons, and you've got to operate with the with those things in the right season. If they're not in operation when they need to be, then it becomes dysfunctional, and some people will lose hope and say, well, that just doesn't work. Well, no, you had the wrong tool for the job, right?
Yeah, and I think this is what Paul refers to in Thessalonians when he talks about the great falling away, that the false church, the non-believer who had a form of godliness but denied the power thereof, didn't have the Holy Spirit, that person will fall away because they're not real. They're the parable of the soils. Three-fourths of the listeners in the parable of the soils were lost. Only 25% were saved and fell on good ground and brought forth fruit. So I think we're seeing a great falling away of the church, and I think it's okay in the sense that it's a revealing of who's really in the game and who's not.
So what should be our perspective right now, in this new year, 2022? We're starting all over again. You talk about a great reset. You and I have discussed this before. This is a time to reset our faith, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's bad. I don't even want to use that word anymore.
I know.
Because of Klaus Schwab.
Yes.
But I think it's a great time just to get back in the Word of God and say, wait a minute, I got to go back to truth. I got to go back to foundational. What do you do when a football team is losing? What does the coach do? He goes back to the basics. Gentlemen, this is a football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is what you do with a football. And that's what we've got to go back to. This is the Bible. This is what you do with the Bible. You read it. Mm-hmm. You meditate on it. You put it into your life. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If I don't know what he's saying, how can I keep them?
Exactly. Well, our prayer for this new year is that it would be the best year ever. And if it's going to be the best year ever, then we can't do it without God, can we?
No way. No way. Got to center our life on God, for sure.
Well, Phil, as always, I appreciate the time, appreciate your insight. And, the warnings. And may we have ears to hear, what God has given you and what you're sharing with us right now. Because, the fact of the matter is that God has called us to be victorious, not victims, right?
Amen. Let's thrive and let's move forward and with God. Amen.
Amen. How can people be in touch with you, with American Faith?
AmericanFaith.com. And I'd love to see you sign up. You get the top three articles every day.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, plans to hold a vote on President Biden's massive social spending bill sometime this month. 51 U.S. senators shot down the plan last month, including all Republicans and Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia. Manchin will attend Monday night's Senate leadership meeting and Tuesday's weekly caucus lunch, likely to discuss BBB. Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been confirmed to have COVID-19. Austin's symptoms are being described as mild. Two drones were intercepted Monday as they neared an Iraqi airbase that had been housing American troops. It should be noted, January 2, 2020, a U.S. drone strike resulted in the death of Soleimani. President Trump:
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You know, Phil Hotzenpiller was suggesting in our conversation, the chaos has just manifested itself in every aspect of our lives. I mean, look what's going on. I mean, we're just, some of us are still trying to get back from vacation. So many airplane cancellations, disruption on planes, absolutely crazy. We're going to be joining my good friend Jeff Carrere in just a moment. We're bringing both our shows to simulcast together. He is the Cajun Crusher in Louisiana on WGSO 990 AM, and we'll join up here in just a moment to talk about one of the columns that he recently wrote about, that through December the 21st of last year, the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, reported a total of 5,779 unruly passenger incidents this year. Of these incidents, the FAA has launched over 1,000 investigations, which is approximately a 600% increase from the annual average of the previous 25 years. What is going on? Can you ask that question? You know, can you deal with the answer? I mean, we saw the video, if you didn't see it, of the woman who was so upset with the male passenger. I mean, she attacks him, slaps him, and of course now she's dealing with the FBI. I mean, this is all madness, as Phil was saying. He's just walking outside of his church. They're not under a mask mandate, and a woman looks at him and kind of shaking her head because of he's not wearing a mask.
Good morning.
Hey, yes, I am, Jeff Carrere. Hey, buddy, how are we doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend. Let's hope it's going to be a better 2022.
That's my prayer. It's our best ever, Jeff.
And it starts with that mindset that it would be our best ever. It's going to be our best ever. Then we need to assume those building blocks that makes it the best ever. And I believe at the top of this is the truth. We have got to get out of this mire of false narratives and you know this propaganda that we've been inundated with, and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I mean, that has to be job one if this is going to be the best year ever.
And that extends to the border and crime and the
Everything.
Economy and COVID and mm-hmm. all the big issues that we face as a nation. And, you know, we're out there trying to find the truth, but we've got some powerful forces that don't want us to get to the truth, Bill.
Well, Jeff, you know, because if you put it out, then they're going to cancel you. I mean, I just interviewed a OBGYN doctor. This is the first I ever heard of this. I had not heard that there was an OBGYN gag order on any fatalities of pregnant women who have been vaccinated with COVID, any complications in the births or any malformation of children. The CDC, the scientists that are controlling the narrative have determined that that information is not to go out. Amazing.
Now, what has happened to our medical community? I mean, it's just
it's been hijacked.
Bad. I mean,
it's been hijacked. Just
talked
like
earlier about a hospital that was fighting a family that wanted their loved one to have ivermectin, and they would not allow this woman who was dying of COVID to be treated with ivermectin, and they had to go to court, and a judge had to force a hospital to give her ivermectin. I mean. Mm-hmm. What is happening to our country, our medical community?
Well, and that's the deal. The other thing, too, Jeff, I mean, I spoke with a couple of doctors, frontline doctors, who are into prevention. They're doing everything they can to keep their patients out of hospitals and off of ventilators. I mean, you know, prevention is what we learned, is what our grandparents taught us about, this ounce of prevention, right? And there's common sense things, and there's pharmaceuticals that are out there, therapeutics that have been out there forever, like you say, whether it's ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, vitamin D, some basic protocols that are keeping people out of trouble and minimizing the effects of COVID. Not to mention the fact that this one doctor flat out plainly said, Bill, let me tell you, the number one form of immunity that anybody can have is natural immunity. That is the best.
Exactly.
And we never heard that. You know, I mean, we're not, we go ahead.
They won't study it. I mean, they won't do any research. And, you know, you have Dr. McCarry of Johns Hopkins who's
yes.
funding his own research into natural immunity, but the CDC isn't doing it. NIH isn't doing it. Israel did it, and they found that natural immunity is 27 times greater than vaccine immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, all this stuff.
Talk about it.
No, and again, you can follow the money, right? You just follow the money, sadly, and greed is the order of the day. And as I was talking with a pharmacist over the weekend, I said, you know, I might think a little bit more highly of Dr. Fauci if he would disclaim and recuse himself of any kind of benefit, financial benefit, from any of these drugs that the government is buying.
Exactly right. And look at, I mean, talk about financial benefit. I mean, I just read that he's going to have a $350,000 a year pension, and he makes almost $500,000 a year now. And
right.
Highest
paid public official. Is that amazing? That
And why don't we get to the truth about gain-of-function research? It seems to be a big controversy. I mean, did we fund it or not? Did he lie?
Of course they did. He admitted this so. I mean, he first lied about it, and that's what Rand Paul got upset about, is that he first lied about it, but then, of course, he double speaks and comes out with another deal. See, and this is also the other thing that I thought about over the past couple of weeks when I took some time off and spent a little bit more time reading and talking about what's going on, the United States is up to its elbows or its earlobes in this whole COVID exposure deal. And that's why they're hesitant to really put the pressure on China, is because if they put the pressure on China, I mean, after all, I mean, who built up the Wuhan laboratory but Dr. Fauci?
That's
right. So,
yeah, we funded it, right?
Yeah, and he's been saying forever, going back to 2010, that he's a gain-of-function guy. I mean, this has been his passion.
So, see, the United States is all involved in, and we want to blame the Chinese, but there's nothing, you know, it's like, wait a minute, we've got to think about our complicity as well.
That's exactly right. And speaking of the Chinese, we, I think, can learn a lot from the fact that they won't allow investigators to get to the bottom of the origins of COVID. So that tells me that it's case closed, that we know that it came from the Wuhan lab, since they won't allow the investigators to get to the bottom of it. And what penalty have they had from all of this? Absolutely nothing. They probably had the best 2021 of any country in the world.
Exactly. Well, it's, again, you know, you follow the money, Jeff, and it's quite telling. But you see, right now, when people are left scared and wondering what's going on, they don't ask the critical questions. And guess what? Dr. Fauci can lie. He doesn't have to answer the critical questions. He can be, he can be in contempt of Congress, of the Senate, for lying. But it's like they allow them to get away with this, and it continues. And meanwhile, the American people are left scared and wondering and confused.
You know, that is so right, Bill. They get away with it, and this goes back to the Obama administration. They got away with the IRS scandal and the Tea Party groups. They got away with Benghazi. They got away with Fast and Furious. They got away with everything with the Russian collusion. The Hillary emails, they're getting away with all of this. I mean, they're never
Jeff,
held
Jeff,
to account.
Jeff, what,
it's never held to account.
It was a scandal-free administration, he told us.
Oh, yes. It was a scandal a day. I mean, it was constant scandal. Nothing but scandal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this administration now, I mean, I was telling people earlier, we're up against the year anniversary of Joe Biden becoming president. And, you know, looking back at this past year, I mean, I think he's much worse than Obama. I mean, I think he's the worst of all time, Bill. I really do.
No, I agree. I mean, you look at, you know, the facts bear that out. And here we are, when you've got 3/4 of Republicans saying that there was voter fraud, the narrative is there's no voter fraud that took place. Even increasing number, it started at about 20%. Now it's up to 30% of Democrats even thinking, hey, voter fraud may have existed. Look at the independent category, now over 50%. But yet we're to be told that voter fraud didn't exist, move on. And, oh, yeah, that's right. We've got a midterm election coming here in just a few months.
And we've got our work cut out for us if we're going to have this kind of change that we're hoping for. And voter fraud could overwhelm all these people that are going to be coming out to vote. And that's why it's the issue, I think, that we have to worry about between now and the midterm elections. We need to have free and fair elections and reflect the will of the people.
And the Democrats are going to continue to use COVID as their foil to get their expected outcome. So I would not be doing some end zone dance yet right now if I was a Republican. Jeff Carrera, as always, appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm really sincere about that that hope for all of us that this would be our best year ever. But if it's going to be our best year ever, then, you know, again, we've got to choose those things that make it so. And as Phil Hotzenpiller said earlier, it starts with God. I mean, God is this is just popcorn machine. I mean, he designed all this. This is all set up. And we continue to think that we know better. And we want to fight the system, a system that he has created that is right there. It's in the foundation of his creation. And when we violate that, we might as well go and violate the law of gravity, if you understand what I'm saying here. And so here's our opportunity is to, again, if we are going to reconnect with the truth, then by all means, it starts with God Almighty. With us right now is Adam Holtz. He is the director of PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, Happy New Year to you, buddy. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, too, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, as I was sharing with the audience, my prayer is that this would be our best year ever. And I believe if that is to be so, then we need to make those choices that would, in fact, realize the expected outcome. And number one, as we were talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, the pastor, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills and also with American Faith, and he said, look, we have to connect with God. Without God, we're going to continue to live in chaos. And then in connecting with God and connecting with those organizations that support godly principles, because there's a lot of faux churches out there and there's a lot of, you know, faux religions, as we know, out there. That are not preaching, they are not teaching the truth of God.
Yeah.
And my recommendation, again, is if you find yourself in that kind of operation, that you run in the opposite direction. You don't pass go, collect $200. You go find yourself another church where they are God-fearing, where they are God-teaching,
and they are Bible believing, because this is the truth that will set us free.
No, that's absolutely right, Bill. And I think of Jesus' words in John 15. He says, apart from me, you can't do anything. You can do nothing.
Right.
And then he goes on to say, abide in me, and I'll abide in you, and you'll bear much fruit. And I think that there is a spirit of independence in America. There's a fine line between independence and, I think, a good kind of individualism, and what I would call radical personal sovereignty, which is this idea that every person is a god or goddess, little g, in their own eyes, mm-hmm. who can do whatever they want and shape reality as they want. And I think that that part of our challenge in America is to learn that we're dependent on God, and we're dependent right. on Him together as His people. And that expression is an expression of dependence, of mm-hmm. humility, of how much we need Him. And I think that's so antithetical to so much of what we get in the culture at large. But it grounds us in being the people we need to be, and it's the foundation for fruitfulness that testifies to the reality of who He is.
How much more of this do we have to put up with, Adam? I mean, look at I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. How much more experience do you need? I mean, for the past, let's not even talk about decades. Let's just say the last 5 years. You know, we've wanted to live our life on our own basis, according to our own eyes, so to speak. And here it is. I mean, we don't even know the difference between man and a woman anymore.
No, it's that's the thing, is that when you throw out truth, it just becomes... I'm struggling even for words. You just get chaos. That's what you get.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
At some point, hopefully, you have the moment that the prodigal son happened, where your eyes are open and you realize, I don't want to live like this. You know. Mm-hmm. And I had, as many of us did, some crazy years and in college, and I had a moment where I thought, this is not the person I want to be, and this is not how I want to live.
We've all gone through that.
Right.
You know, we've all gone through that. I was, now I am, because of what I was, now I am. I mean, we've gone through that experience, thank God. But even for those of us who have gone through that experience, we're seeing this right now. We're seeing our fellow humanoids going through this journey of life who are confused about male and female, that are confused by the institutions that we thought we could trust, the man-made institutions, which we're told we can't trust them.
Right.
But here we are. It's put to the test, and we're realizing that we cannot trust our government. And here they've got us scared to high heaven with COVID. All this crazy stuff that's going on, whether it has to do with the environment, if you don't follow the party line, you're going to be canceled, and you know your tenure at teaching and your professorships are all lost at the expense of your family. Doctors are being canceled who have taken the oath to do no harm, but now the powers to be say, well, you know, harm schmarm, that's irrelevant. You just have to do what we tell you to do. We had a doctor on earlier this morning, an OBGYN doctor, and I never heard of this, Adam, that there was an OBGYN gag order where these doctors and nurses cannot talk about women who are pregnant, who have undergone adverse conditions as a result of the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that information is out there. And so, again, I think that when we stand on the truth, we can be people of courage and purpose, and God willing, He uses us to have a redemptive influence. You know, I'm mildly heartened by the fact that you have a number of cities that are saying, well, actually, maybe we need police, you know, that they're waking up to the reality that there are still people out there who are making bad decisions. And there has to be accountability and protection for that. Like, you know, we wanted to have this fantasy that the police are the problem. But that, you know, and again, it comes down to, what is your perspective on humanity? You know,
right.
Do you believe that we're all basically good, and anybody who does the wrong thing is because they had some enormously traumatic, horrible experience. Well, it's so utterly, it's so naive. Yeah. I mean,
well, the deal is partly, you know, you got to think about how we got here.
Right.
And have there been police that have, you know, overplayed their hand? They've been too rough. They've, all this stuff is taking, and even worse yet, which we're not talking about and which needs to be discussed, is people who get incarcerated, the way right. they're mistreated. I mean, we're hearing stories now, just for example, out of the D.C. jail where we've got political prisoners, how these people are being beat up. I mean, here they are. They're handcuffed. They're tied down. They're beat up. They're being roughed up. And these are by guards. Now, the guards represent the police and the political system. You know, the everyday American just sees a uniform and says, okay, well, they're part of the problem. It's you know, yes, they're part of the problem. But the rest of the men in blue, the men and women in blue, are being tainted by people in these correction facilities who, from my understanding, aren't even really trained police officers. They've got a badge. They've got a uniform, and they're allowed, you know, as expensive babysitters and head knockers to go in and abuse humanity at will. And
right.
this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And that taints the men in blue. And the men in blue ought to be outraged. The men and women in blue ought to be outraged for these correctional officers, because they're not helping the issue at all.
No, that's exactly right. And obviously I'm speaking in broad generalities. Are there a few bad apples here and there? Yeah, that's true in any profession, right?
Right.
You know, we've all had bosses or supervisors or somebody that we worked with who had a moral deficiency of some kind. But I think...
Because we're all human.
Because we're all human.
Exactly.
But we've got two police officers in my small group, and these are guys I've known for 20, 25 years. And just to hear the stories of the things that they have to deal with on a daily basis, and then turn around and have to, you know, deal with these accusations about their character because of their profession.
Right.
It's absurd. And I think that we're waking up to the reality that it's a fantasy. You know, if I'm living in San Francisco right now, it's not a very happy place to be, because
no.
there's been a fundamental denial of reality, right?
Yeah.
And you know, in New York City, we have a new mayor there that seems to get it, at least a lot more than the last one did. Which
well, he's a former police officer. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so there's some reality there. But, again, the brain damage that has occurred and psychological damage, how long is it going to take to right the ship here?
Yeah.
That is going to be the challenge, in like you say, in some areas like San Francisco, in some of these other big cities, even New York, with all the craziness that's been going on. You know, and I believe that past experience has demonstrated to them time and time the thing to do. But, you know, we got to get the politics out of it and let common sense and the truth reign. Why not?
That is exactly right. That's exactly right, Bill.
Well, Adam Holtz, as always, we appreciate all the great work for Focus on the Family. Always look forward to this coming year. I just can't wait to see what God is going to do further. And you can tell everybody that PluggedIn.com, that's where they can go. You got movie reviews. We got American Underdog. Great, great review there on
great.
American Underdog.
Great movie. Go see it if you haven't yet.
Great family movie, and I'll tell you, it might even reborn your marriage, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yep. Totally.
It's more about football. It's just about, again, the things we're talking about
yep.
human beings going out there, you know, attaining to individual heights that, you know, have been given to them by God and supported by partners in life. It's really special. What a great story, a family story for, you know, the Warner family. And there's just so much about their family and their story to be appreciated. So enjoy the movie.
Absolutely.
Adam Holtz, appreciate it, buddy. Take care. PluggedIn.com, that's where you want to go, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year, my friend.
Thanks, Bill.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.